Paper 107, Origin and Nature of Thought Adjusters. Although the Universal Father is personally resident on Paradise, at the very center of the universes, he is also actually present on the worlds of space in the minds of his countless children of time, for he indwells them as the mystery monitors. The Eternal Father is at one and the same time farthest removed from, and most intimately associated with, his planetary mortal sons. The adjusters are the actuality of the Father's love incarnate in the souls of men. They are the veritable promise of man's eternal career imprisoned within the mortal mind. They are the essence of man's perfected finaliter personality, which he can foretaste in time as he progressively masters the divine technique of achieving the living of the Father's will, step by step, through the ascension of universe upon universe, until he actually attains the divine presence of his Paradise Father. God, having commanded man to be perfect, even as he is perfect, has descended as the adjuster to become man's experiential partner in the achievement of the supernal destiny which has been thus ordained. The fragment of God which indwells the mind of man is the absolute and unqualified assurance that man can find the Universal Father in association with this divine adjuster, which came forth from God to find man and sonship him even in the days of the flesh. Any mortal who has seen a Creator Son has seen the Universal Father, and he who is indwelt by a divine adjuster is indwelt by the Paradise Father. Every mortal who is consciously or unconsciously following the leading of his indwelling adjuster is living in accordance with the will of God. Consciousness of adjuster presence is consciousness of God's presence. Eternal fusion of the adjuster with the evolutionary soul of man is the factual experience of eternal union with God as a universe associative deity. It is the adjuster who creates within man that unquenchable yearning and incessant longing to be like God, to attain paradise, and there before the actual person of deity, to worship the infinite source of the divine gift. The adjuster is the living presence which actually links the mortal son with his Paradise Father, and draws him nearer and nearer to the Father. The adjuster is our compensatory equalization of the enormous universe tension which is created by the distance of man's removal from God, and by the degree of his partiality, in contrast with the universality of the Eternal Father. The adjuster is an absolute essence of an infinite being, imprisoned within the mind of a finite creature which, depending on the choosing of such a mortal, can eventually consummate this temporary union of God and man, and veritably actualize a new order of being for unending universe service. The adjuster is the divine universe reality, which factualizes the truth that God is man's Father. The adjuster is man's infallible cosmic compass, always and unerringly pointing the soul Godward. On the evolutionary worlds, will creatures traverse three general developmental stages of being, from the arrival of the adjuster to comparative full growth, about 20 years of age on Urantia. The monitors are sometimes designated thought changers. From this time to the attainment of the age of discretion, about 40 years, the mystery monitors are called thought adjusters. From the attainment of discretion to deliverance from the flesh, they are often referred to as thought controllers. These three phases of mortal life have no connection with the three stages of adjuster progress in mind duplication and soul evolution.